Other intelligences inhabit other ranges of frequency. These forms of life do not exist elsewhere from us, just as infrared light, ultraviolet light, microwave light, and many, many other frequencies and ranges of frequencies coexist with the visible light spectrum, but are invisible to us. The life forms that are characterized by different frequency ranges of non-physical light coexist with us, but are invisible to us. In the place that you now sit exist many different beings, or groups of beings, each active and evolving in its own reality and in its own way. These realities commingle with yours in the same way that microwave radiation exists alongside of visible light, but is undetectable to the human eye. Our species is evolving from one frequency range in the spectrum of non-physical light to another, higher range of frequency. This is the evolution of the five-sensory personality into the multisensory personality. The multisensory personality is more radiant and energetic than the five-sensory personality. It is aware of the light of its soul, and it is able to detect and to communicate with forms of life that are invisible to the five-sensory personality. The universe is a hierarchy that has no bottom and no top. Between the levels of the hierarchy, there is an understanding that higher perceptions can be a part of, and are encouraged to be a part of, the experience of lower plane spirits as they strive to expand their own awareness. Thus, there is always a higher level of assistance. You are involved in this process, although your personality is unaware of this, because this is done at the level of your soul. There is much that the five-sensory personality is unaware of, and much that even a fully empowered multisensory personality will not remember until, at the end of its life, it returns to non-physical reality. You are not aware of the many lifetimes of the past and future personalities of your soul, for example, but the intensity of parts of your being derives directly from these lifetimes, just as do some of your relationships. If an aspect of your being manifests physically, such as the aspect of you as teacher or you as warrior, then there are connected non-physical aspects that are also active and participating in the teaching or the warring dynamic from the non-physical realms of which you are a part and bonded to. The aspect of self that you bring to bear in a physical moment represents a force that is many, many times more significant and complex. Our non-physical assistance comes from ranges of non-physical light that are higher in frequency than our own. The intelligences that assist us and guide us, unconsciously in the case of the five-sensory personality, and consciously in the case of the multisensory personality, are of a higher rank in creation than we, and therefore can provide us with a quality of guidance and assistance that we cannot give to each other.